We get things rolling here in the 5 o'clock hour by welcoming in our friend Mike Toole. He is, of course, the analyst for the TV broadcast of University of Maine Hockey on the Black Bear Sports Network. Mike, good to see you.
Good to be with you, Rich. Thanks for having me in.
Well, thanks for coming on by and visiting with us this afternoon as the Bears get ready for postseason. I did not exactly charge into the playoffs with the last three games against Boston College. Was that a question of being outmanned or just some bad breaks along the way?
I don't think they're a particularly good matchup with Boston College. And Boston College is a good hockey club. They're not the best Boston College team that we've seen over the years. In fact, they're winless outside of the conference.
Right.
And they're really struggling. They really need to win this conference in order to get to the NCAA tournament. But for Maine, it's a tough draw. You know, coming into the end of the season, you got to play the top team three times in a row. They had the tough game Friday night where Swayman didn't play particularly well, gave up a couple of soft goals, got pulled. And then the next night they dropped, the game Friday night, 6-3 down at Boston. Closer Saturday night. So maybe they can take a little bit out of that. But, tough way to end the season, kind of backed in. Good news is UNH, I mean, that's tough there too. I mean, they've won once since middle of February, I think, maybe, or once since December, or twice since December, something like that. Mm. They're limping into the end of the season too.
No, it's interesting. We were talking to Dan last Friday, and he said he was kind of thinking it might not be the worst thing for Maine to go on the road for the first round because going into last weekend they had played so well on the road, but they're home. They're playing New Hampshire. Not the worst thing to get your arch rival in Alfond Arena for a best 2 out of 3.
Well, I think in the playoffs, I mean, everybody's raising their game. Everyone's elevated. You don't generally need extra motivation. But if you did, here it is. Their three-game set with UNH was very close. So they had the two ties at Maine and then the 4-3 come-from-behind win at UNH, which has been a tough place for them to play the last few years. They're definitely playing better this year. They're definitely playing better on the road. I'm a little disappointed with how they've come out at home. They've come into weekends where they've had an undefeated streak and come into a team like Merrimack, and then they don't seal. I mean, they could have locked up fourth place that weekend. They'd have, at least have owned it for a while. So that was a little bit disappointing, but all things considered, I'd much rather be at home. Got the home fans, you've got your most hated rival. I think the key for them would be to come out really strong just right away. They've not done that. The times that they've been successful, they've needed to set the tone early. If they do that, make it really obvious to UNH right from the get-go, this is going to be a long weekend for you guys. And I think if they do that, they're going to be very successful. If they sort of let New Hampshire dictate the play and sort of feel it out the first 10 minutes. And I'm sure the coach isn't saying that, by the way. I'm sure he's saying, guys, we got to come out big, but will they? If they do, I think they'll have success against them.
How do they match up with New Hampshire?
Well, I mean, you look at the scores and you go, it's tight. Offensively, Maine's got a better club. Their top six forwards account for about 55 goals. For UNH, it's closer to 28 or 30. There's a big drop off in offensive production. UNH is not a great offensive team. They're the lowest scoring team in the league. So that matchup is favorable. The matchup that I worry about is goaltending. You got a guy like Danny Taroney, senior, mm-hmm. a lot of playoff games under his belt. He's a guy that historically has given Maine trouble. His style is just really, you think you've got him beat, and somehow he throws out a piece of equipment and gets a piece of the puck and it goes wide and you're going, how do we not beat this guy? Swayman, obviously freshman, no playoff games under his belt. That's the matchup I think is critical. You need Swayman to play well. He's had a couple of games where, he's let in a few goals coming down the stretch. You need some of your guys that have sort of struggled down the stretch, like VZ and, some of those guys that you've thought would have some production this year that have sort of struggled. You need them to come up big in this series. Another area that concerns me, Maine's power play is not great, 17-18%. I always use the 80-20 rule. You got to be at least 80% proficient on the penalty kill and 20% effective on the power play is kind of my guideline. So Maine's been under that for quite a while. You couple that with UNH's penalty kills, unreal. Tops in the league, almost 88%, I believe it is.
We were talking before you came on here during the break about Hockey East this year, and looking at the pairwise rankings, not a lot of Hockey East in there. Providence is 12, Boston College 16. Is the conference down a little bit?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. Their non-conference record overall as a team, as a league, I should say, is is underwater against the big conference, NCHC. You know, the St. Clouds and Minnesota's, and you know that's where the powers are in the league. Boston College is 0 for their non-conference schedule. A lot of Hockey East teams have struggled against the NCHC. But if you look at it, I think I don't know the exact numbers, but there's a lot of road games. So it's sort of lopsided towards Hockey East Conference being on the road more than they are at home in those non-league games. So that may have something to do with it. You look at the conference up and down, there's not a lot that separates the top team. There's obviously those, I'd say top three, Boston College, Providence,
Northeastern.
And then there's kind of everybody else. And Maine, you know, you always come down to the end of the season. Maine could have finished anywhere from second to, 11th at one point or 10th, right. So the conference, is it's younger. You look at the lineups of some of these teams. Mm. There's a lot of freshmen. So that's impacting it. I'm not really sure if it's the conference is down. It's just kind of a confluence of factors. But it is eye-opening to not see three or four Hockey East teams in the pairwise. So it's going to come down to, like for Boston College or Northeastern. I'm thinking they're on the outside too. I haven't looked at it today. I know Providence is pretty well locked up in there. So Boston College would have to win the conference in order to make the NCAA tournament. That's incredible. The Hockey East regular season champion. So, I don't know if I'm answering your question, but it is unusual. Let's put it that way.
We're talking with Mike Toole here on Downtown, and you and Dan Hannigan will be on the TV side of things this weekend. So looking forward to that locally on Fox 22 or Fox 22 or ABC 7, which would you know which one it's going to be?
I never really know. No. I'm not sure we ever really know to right up till the end.
Yeah, there you go.
So it doesn't really matter to us. We're just happy to be doing it. And Dan's great. I really love working with him. He's such a pro and so prepared. And he's, firing off notes to us. Here it is, that he's fired off for the week, by Tuesday I had him, and
nice.
he's always thinking about it. And he's always, sort of on the inside track with the league and what's happening. And he's a wealth of information. He's just fun to work with.
We also, while you're here, you guys, Channel 7, ABC 7. There's the answer.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Very good on games one and games
two.
And Nesson. Yeah, they're picking you up as well.
Yeah, it's that's huge show. We just got that word today. So Nesson's going to pick up the broadcast. So that'll be a first.
That's
for
cool.
Us.
Very cool.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
I wanted to talk with you, too, because at ClearPoint Financial, you sponsor our Black Bear Reports, and you've been working with student athletes at the University of Maine. Talk a little bit about the financial wellness program you're doing with the athletes.
Yeah, thanks. So a couple of years ago, we were approached by the University Athletic Department. They were looking for someone to do financial wellness or financial education, I should say, with their student athletes. They were concerned about they're athletes that go to the next level that may not be prepared financially to deal with the financial windfall or success that you may have. And so in researching, we obviously jumped at that opportunity in researching the topic. I did a lot of reading about what's going on in America. And what I came to discover is it isn't just pro athletes, and the statistics are abysmal, right? 78% of the National Football League is broke 2 years out of the league. I think with NBA, it's 60% are broke within 5 years. Major League Baseball players, four times more likely to file for bankruptcy than you and I.
Wow.
These are people that make a lot of money. And somehow they're not able to handle it. The reality is 70% of America is living paycheck to paycheck. The average American spends almost a quarter of their income on credit card debt, consumer debt. Two-thirds of America couldn't write a check for $1,000 if an emergency arose. So once I began to understand those statistics, and I put together a curriculum, and we use Dave Ramsey's system. They call it the Smart Dollar Program, which is fantastic. But we adopted it for our company to bring that financial wellness to all of our retirement plan clients, because I see it in our retirement plans. We have great participation. I have plans from Presque Isle to upstate New York. And the story is pretty much, you know, it's pretty much across the board. You get good participation, 80 or 90% of the people. They only put in 4 or 5% of their paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do the math, it just isn't enough to create an account that's going to kick out an income that's going to fill the gap between what you need and what Social Security is going to provide. So even though I've been saying to participants for years, hey, you need to save more. And they go, yeah, I know. I do. And they don't. And then it dawned on me, well, if 70% of America is in some sort of financial stress, why wouldn't it also be my client? So I credit the relationship that we started with the University of Maine for sort of opening my eyes and bringing to us or creating an opportunity for us to bring that sort of same message to our clients. So we're taking what we're doing with the UMaine Athletics to our own clients. But it's very gratifying to work with students. They ask great questions. They're really engaged. It's somewhat stunning the level that they just don't comprehend. And we're of a generation where it wasn't taught in school.
Right, absolutely. But it's so important they get that message, because if you wait till you're 50, heck, if you wait till you're 40, you may find yourself in 30 years wondering if you'll ever be able to consider retirement.
Time is not your friend.
No.
It's the time value of money. It's the principle of compounding. What you need is time. And if you can get somebody on the right track early, and I feel good about the message when they leave the University of Maine and they've gotten this message and they understand the concepts, and it may take a little bit of, you know, for them to put them in practice. But it's the start of setting them on the right track financially for the rest of their lives. So it's very gratifying for us to be, you know, doing that kind of work.
Well, that's terrific.
Yeah.
That's Mike Toole of ClearPoint Financial. And of course, you'll see him this weekend along with Dan Hannigan, ABC7 and Nesson, as the Black Bears take on New Hampshire in the Hockey East Tournament. Thank you, Mike.
Great to be with you, Rich. Thanks. Yeah.